I'm Jessica Lilly, host of Inside Appalachia, and I want you to meet someone. Mike Sizemore has a particular fondness for copper, but he uses all sorts of materials in his work, even recycled glass ashtrays. You can find his sculptures at Concord University, private yards, city streets, and other public places, and at Tamarack in Beckley, West Virginia, which features juried artists from across the state. For Mike's work, imagine pipes bent into abstractions of owls, turtles, and even the New River Gorge Bridge. Some of his work, which can tower as tall as 30 feet, is often inspired by petroglyphs from ancient drawings. His art earns him money, but doesn't pay all the bills, and his day job just might surprise you. Mike traces his love of art making back to one day when he was growing up in Fayette County, and his mother insisted that he and his brother go to school, despite a blizzard.
Everybody else was home sleigh riding, but my butt was in school, and my older brother was in the same school at the time. And so to give me something to do, she brought me in one of the footstools and gave me a box of chalk, and she told me to draw the solar system on the chalkboards. So I drew the solar system. It took me all day. But what I really remember is coming into class the next day, and everybody was amazed how cool it was. It was like little tours that came into the classroom that said, wow, this is really cool. And I remember, you know, to the amazement of Mrs. Tully, the principal, she was like, wow, this is really good. And they brought in other chalkboards so they didn't have to erase it. Yeah, that felt pretty good.
That was the first time Mike realized he had something special to share. As a middle schooler, a mischievous Mike took his drawings from chalkboards to, well, other surfaces.
I remember seeing airbrush t-shirts, and I'm thinking, I've been graffiti painting all over Fayette County. Why not take it down to small scale and put it on a shirt? So, yeah, let me say I did a fair amount of graffiti painting all around Oak Hill. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Mike also was helped along the way by some of his family in Roanoke, Virginia, especially his infamous Aunt Leona.
And she moved to Roanoke to work for the railroad. And she was a horse snuff dipping, cigar smoking, drinking hard woman, but she was cool.
Mike's cousin Tom had a blacksmith shop in Aunt Leona's garage. That's where Mike heated up his first piece of metal. Mike went on to study art at Concord, then college. Then he moved to New Mexico, where he learned from other metal sculptors and discovered petroglyphs, a rock carving left by Pueblo Indians.
And I would get on my mountain bike and go out to these things and spend hours in them, taking photographs of them, so forth and so on. And I was just mesmerized. There's a language in that.
He eventually brought that inspiration back to West Virginia and blended it with his affection for our state and its lush scenery. While this 50-year-old Oak Hill native's art business has been growing over the past 10 or so years, like many artists, he keeps his day job. And his occupation might surprise you. I caught up with Mike at a town sewer plant.
Walk us through a typical day of what you do.
Sure. Well, the typical day, just showing up at 7 o'clock, and you can typically smell if something's gone wrong at a sewer plant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's supposed to not stink if it's working correctly. So that's the first thing you do when you drive up on the bridge and unlock the gate. Has something gone amok? And
how are we today?
We are in great shape today.
I think so, too.
The plant's operating correctly.
Nice.
Mike sure does keep his sense of humor on the job. I even notice a no fishing sign hung on a cement tank full of sludge.
We have one in the lab also that says ask for free samples.
Oh, nice.
You know.
I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Comic relief at a sewer plant is essential to this job.
Yeah.
It gets a little crappy down here sometimes, man.
Mike's plumbing experience goes way back. Growing up in Fayette County, he heard about the days when indoor toilets were first introduced to the area.
My mother's father was a manager in the mines, so they were the first people in Whipple to have a flushing toilet. You know, everything else just went out to the creek, so it was a pretty big deal.
Mike has deep roots here. His ancestors were Italian immigrants and native Cherokee. Mike's parents also grew up in Fayette County, where bartering was a way of life.
My parents did it on a fairly decent scale, and you know, they still do it to this day. They're antique collectors, so if you need your grass cut, and this person wants the nice cabinet out back that my mom's been collecting for 20 years, and she'll get a grass cut for the summer, and he'll get the cabinet.
Mike learned to be resourceful, too. He says it was often a matter of survival. He recalls gathering glass bottles along the side of the road as a kid in Oak Hill for extra cash.
Remember when you could take bottles back and get a 3 cents for them?
Yeah,
that was our job on Saturday morning, is to go, we'd steal a buggy from the A&P or borrow it or, you know, whatever you want to call it. We always took it back. We took it back full of bottles. And then when I wanted money, I'd go get bottles myself, my friends.
He remembers those days fondly, but they weren't easy, carefree days.
It was pretty tough. And that struggle, you know, it got passed down to all of us. I think it basically taught you, if you want it, you got to go get it. Where do you want to be? What do you need to get there? Got to find a way to do it. Do it without breaking the law. My parents taught me that too, which we didn't always succeed at. Occasionally, you know.
Today, there are lots of colorful walls adorned with paintings and metal sculptures in Mike's home, relying on that time-tested tradition of bartering. Mike has collected hundreds of pieces of art by trading his own work, and it's taken some growth and courage, but he's making money selling his art, too.
I don't know too many people like myself that can actually take any metal and turn it into something. It's taken me a long time to get to that point because I just want to make people happy. And I do make people happy. But now it's business coming into that fold.
Mike's planning on retiring soon from the sewage treatment plant, so he's taken on a young apprentice. He plans to work more on his art, but these days he's getting help from his son, Willie, especially when it comes to the digital presence of his work. As he teaches Willie to weld, his son helps out with social media. So it seems the dependable barter practice of Mike's past is still helping to take him forward. You can hear this story and more on the Inside Appalachia podcast. Subscribe at wvpublic.org.